Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends. Hey, Mama. You're Christine Marie. I'm Julie.
Hey, girlfriend.
This is literally our fun time. This is not our serious. We talk about our content for our business.
Yeah.
And my master's.
Yeah.
But I have my master's in instructional design.
Yeah, girlfriend. And you're going to get your PhD.
I'm working on that right now.
I'm prophesying it right now.
I've got my school I want. I've got the program I want.
You've got the first course you're on.
Yes.
Into. Yeah, girlfriend.
So I want to be in it and I want to work with it with my business. But this is not about that because,
no.
Mom, you're a professional psychotherapist.
Yes.
And so in some ways, we want people to realize that they're searching for us and they come across our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the podcast to listen to if you're wanting our serious content.
Yeah. There's two Christine Maries and Julies. There's the BS. And then there's no BS.
Right.
And there's always a little BS.
There's always
in the
a little BS.
Yeah.
And I also feel that we talk about creating pleasure for ourselves,
yes.
having fun with ourselves.
Yeah.
This is the thing that I do weekly with my mom that fosters our relationship.
Thank you.
And people are like, oh, not somebody else who has a podcast. We've had a podcast for 10 years.
Hello, people.
And I also say,
mic drop, bitches.
Yeah, if you want a podcast, have a podcast.
Yeah.
You know why? It frames your week.
Yeah.
When we talk about our bookends and our courses that we create and things like that, you know, one of the things, Mom, you said, you know, hey, look at your day with the mind of answering these three questions. What can you celebrate today?
Yes.
What gave you joy?
Yes.
You know, what did you love?
So we're all about trying to lift the happiness quotient in our lives. And we're serious.
We're serious about lifting
the happiness quotient.
Because sometimes it's not that
hardly
easy.
Hardly anybody is happy anymore.
And we have there's no reason for us not to be happy except that our 2 million-year-old brain, or however old our brains are, the brain, it does not allow us to feel that excitement because, hey, there's a monster right around the corner.
Yeah.
Don't let your guard down too much.
Yeah.
Don't let it down.
Yeah. We're saying there could be a monster and you can still find that joy.
Yeah. As Mommy says, there was this one Buddhist monk who was running away from a monster. I think it was a lion. And he had only one way to go, and that was either get eaten by the lion or jump off a cliff. He chose to jump off the cliff. But on his way down, he saw the most perfect strawberry and he picked it and then he ate it. And so that moment before he crashed, he had something sweet in his mouth.
And that's how I hope to go, with something sweet in my mouth.
Oh my gosh. Oh no, this is horrible. Okay. Okay, couple things that came to me this week that I kind of, you said, I don't want to talk about Kavanaugh anymore. I'm like, Kavanaugh who?
I said, Julie goes, can we talk about Kavanaugh? And I went,
yeah, and I really find this offensive. I'm offended when you do that to me. I'm offended.
I know. Be offended, little girl.
Yes,
be offended.
Exactly. It builds the skin. It makes your skin tougher.
Yes.
So here's what I thought. I'm sorry. We're doing our show right now, and I hear my father doing what he always does during our show.
Which is?
Turning on his preacher man.
Oh.
And so then he gets to share with me, you know, all about apocalypse afterwards. I'm like, awesome. All right, Daddy, go for it. He goes, this is what I learned today. I'm like, cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, but here is the one thing I wanted to share. You know, during the Clinton age, Monica Lewinsky, her last name became synonymous for something else.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Mom right now is putting her tongue in her cheek, you know? I'm like, yes, you're right. Mm-hmm. You also did the one hand, like you're drinking something, but there's nothing in your hand. You did that motion.
So why are you narking on me?
I don't know. I wonder, because you're giving people a cue, like that's what it means. Like, yes, exactly what it meant.
I'm giving you the cue that I understand what it means.
And so I had this thought that came to me, like, I need to be Kavanaughized. Kavanaughized.
Mm.
And do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
I need to keep a calendar for a future alibi. So I go, 'cause I just keep going back to that time where I'm like,
Oh, my God. I just threw away two calendars for 2019.
You did throw away.
I did.
What
I had
is wrong with
you? I had a St. Jude calendar.
And your Indian reservation calendar.
My Indian reservation, the two charities I give to, they sent me 2019 calendars. And I threw them away because, you know what, girlfriend? We live on our phones.
We don't need no alibis.
I don't need no alibi.
You know, and so.
Two. What is it?
I don't need to be cabinized.
Cabinized. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly.
Oh, I know. I feel kind of ugly. I have been looking at myself through the lens of going to the grocery store.
Oh, Julie, are you going to tell this sad story?
I am flabbergasted by it because
it made me feel so sad.
It did.
Even in the midst of me trying to be happy.
Yes.
And so now I'm like going like, oh my God, girlfriend, we're going to have a spa day.
Oh, yeah.
And so you go ahead and tell the story.
Well, okay. Well, here is a story. I'll do a little backdrop. I was listening to somebody talking, and they said, if you have any kind of pride in your heart or an adorned, locked in your mind, wherever you put your pride, be assured that someday, during that day, you probably get knocked down. Mm-hmm. And you'll probably get tested.
Ah.
I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I heard that literally in the morning.
Yeah. So you woke up hearing that.
But on the other hand.
I don't believe that.
But I believe in law of attraction, and I was feeling good. You know, I had colored my hair not too long ago. It was a beautiful sunny day, and I'm walking, and my knees aren't hurting me so bad that I feel like I'm walking old. Maybe you might know what that means out there, that there's just some days you walk like, you know.
You hurt.
You walk like you hurt.
I'll tell you who's
you
a good.
You walk like a 50-year-old from the 1700s.
here's a good person. Watch Murphy Brown.
Yes.
And see how she walks.
A little bit of a waddle.
Well,
walk back and
because
forth.
Because you hurt.
You hurt.
And that would be the Julie walk.
And I
sometimes
love the idea that half the time Murphy Brown is in house slippers. I'm like, oh, you go, girl.
Understand that, too.
I understand that, too. Yeah. So I was walking good in there and going to the grocery store.
You
getting
went to,
a few,
was it Walmart?
No, County Market.
Oh, County Market.
Walmart doesn't do this. And on Wednesdays or Tuesdays, I can't remember what it was, you get a 5% discount if you're a senior citizen.
Right.
And which is awesome.
Yeah.
So I get to the counter and I pay and it was $20. And then all of a sudden, boom, 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 went down some. I'm like, oh, down $1.
My lucky day.
Oh, my lucky day. And I'm looking at the register and it says senior discount applied. I'm like, what the hell? I know this kid is only 17 years old. I get it. But to a 17-year-old, do I look like I'm a senior citizen? And how do I not look like a senior citizen, or do I just embrace my crone? but if we're living to be 120,
yeah.
How can I? Can
You're
I
not even middle age?
I mean, if I'm living to be 120, how do I embrace my crone at this age in my life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I'm trying to be getting my PhD program, and mm-hmm. I've got this business I'm focusing mm-hmm. on, and I got this focus, this niche. Okay, I'm not Kylie Jenner. You know, I didn't have. Now, she may say
you
that
didn't
she,
have a mother that was a momager.
No. And Kylie Jenner may say that she has not had any plastic surgery.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Push it.
Yeah. Cause, or that everything, her face is definitely just her makeup.
Yeah.
I don't buy it either.
I don't buy that either.
But, because she looks, it's like.
She looks fabulous.
Looks fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, there's.
She doesn't look like she did 3 years ago.
No. No. And also, I didn't have the privilege to be 20. With a $1 billion company. Because as she puts it, I just feel so grateful that I found my passion in my makeup. Awesome girlfriend.
I found my passion.
I love her. And listen, I follow her on Instagram because I'm fascinated by her.
I follow people that I'm fascinated by.
And I, you know, I have millennials who've said her lipsticks are awesome. They don't come off. Mm-hmm. They're just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what? That's awesome. Good for them. Good for her. However, I have not been that lucky.
Well, you don't wear a drop of lipstick, girlfriend.
I don't. And,
maybe someday.
Well, I was reading someone's Instagram or Facebook ad or something, and she was a 65-year-old model, and she said, the older you get, the less makeup you should wear.
That's the truth.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, I just am ahead of my time.
Yeah.
I just got to hold back.
In a few more decades, you'll be fine.
I will be fine.
We're lucky you get moisturizer on.
Yeah. I have put on my 2018 list to up my ante with mm-hmm. my stuff. Now, I have purchased this whole skin regimen with the hydrolic mm-hmm. acid, you know, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But I thought to myself, I shouldn't do it in the summertime mm-hmm. because the sun rays and I'll have a virgin skin. Mm-hmm. And so thank you for reminding me mm-hmm. because that was a goal of mine. And so forth. So thank you for reminding me.
So I'm going to start now. You only have 90 days left.
Not even. 76 before yeah. Christmas, yeah. something like that. Yeah. 73, I don't know. 71, I don't know. But I will. I'll start tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, there was another time this week, too. We were talking to a lady. She's a realtor. And we're talking.
Oh, my God, yes.
And she said, and to me, I thought she was sort of my age.
Yeah, okay? You're contemporary, yeah.
Yeah. And then she was talking to you, and she goes, you know, you and I are the same age probably.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I wondered how our faces looked.
And then it happened to be my anniversary.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, and by the way, Mom, you're signing something. And it's your 49th anniversary. Yeah. And she was there. And she said, oh, congratulations. I fully expected her to say, what? You were a child bride? What? You look
you
so great.
You can't possibly be here 49 years.
Not a word.
Not a word.
Not a word. And I'm like... Okay,
I blame Botox. That's not it.
Botox.
Botox. I blame Botox as well.
Dr. Botox.
I think he created Botox. I blame Botox. I blame, because I was listening to the radio.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Jump back. Not a podcast, a radio.
John Tesh, you mean?
No. Maybe the same channel, it was a commercial. Uh-huh. And I called you guys up. Saying, I can't take this note down. Just repeat what I said. Mm-hmm. Using hand-free equipment, by the way. Mm-hmm. I just said, call home. Called home. Mm. I said, take this note down. And it was this
Dad
website.
Couldn't find a pen.
Yeah. And also, he wrote it completely wrong, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
I'm not, I get why he wrote it wrong. Because mm-hmm. it was Sun Prairie. It was Sauk Prairie. Was part of the name of the place. Mm-hmm. We live near Sauk Valley, but I was near a place called Sun Prairie, and so I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm hearing this correctly, because mm-hmm. there are times that you'll hear a website mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm
it
not.
It goes too fast,
and they
it?
Say it over and over again. Yeah. I'm going, it's that same. You remember that one viral audio.
Yeah.
Meme.
Yeah. What was the word people heard?
I can't remember, but it was two names.
Yeah.
And one group of people heard one thing and the yeah. other group heard another thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's exactly right.
Well, that's the kind of thing, too. Like, remember the old Flipper Flop on the HGTV?
Yeah.
And it was Tarek and Christina?
Yeah.
Well, when I first discovered them, my ears literally. Literally, could not hear a word Christina was saying. Mm. I could not hear what she was saying. She yeah. could talk and she would, you know, and I can kind of understand now. But there are people that have just a certain kind of, I don't even know what it is, but my ears cannot hear it. Suzanne Evans.
Yes.
She's an internet guru. And and you love her, and you're always trying to get me to listen to her.
Right.
One of her podcasts or something. And probably within 90 seconds, I'm asleep.
Yes.
I can. And has it ever been any different than that?
Not one bit.
Not one bit. I cannot hear her voice. I do not know why.
It's so interesting. You're talking about not hearing Christina correctly.
Correct.
I was at, 2 weeks ago, I was getting the truck worked on. And for whatever reason, this manager at the truck place who does, you know, manages all the people working on the repairs, I couldn't understand one word he said. Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't have an accent. Mm-hmm. He is probably, you know, been, you know, born north of I-90 or north of I-80. You know, I'm saying there's just no reason why I couldn't understand him. Yeah. There's no reason. And at one point, I had to say, can you repeat what you just said to me, but for a layman? Because, like, And I'm sure.
Don't use like mechanics words.
And all he used were the, and he wasn't using big terms.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I couldn't understand one word he said.
Yeah.
And he said it again. And I finally said, is the truck good to go? Yes or no? And he goes, yes. I'm like, okay. I can deal with that.
Wow.
I couldn't understand anything he said.
Yeah.
And I remember one time, and I don't know why, just for whatever reason.
I get you.
I wasn't in his realm enough to understand what he was saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I talk to truck drivers all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I'm not a trucker finiciado, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Aficionado?
Someone who really likes trucking, you know.
Yeah, aficionado.
I like trucking. Huh? You know, it's a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
I like this, what I can do in a truck with my hours to myself.
Yeah.
There's no...
I appreciate that like you wouldn't believe.
I was telling somebody who is complaining about they're in the truck too long, they're just complaining about it. I'm like, are you listening to podcasts? Mm-hmm. Do you have your great courses pulled out?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, no. Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I go, you could be at this moment getting your master's degree or your degree in anything while you're trucking.
Absolutely.
There's no reason why you can't. And right. If you're not doing that, then that's your fault.
Yeah.
Because the way
you,
technology
baby.
Is,
yeah.
We can start listening to courses online, stuff like that.
Yes.
So come on, mister.
There's no dead time.
No dead time for you.
That's right.
That was my worst, though. Sometimes I don't understand all the words, but have you ever had this happen to you before? I remember, just out of college, you know, an old friend called up and it ended kind of poorly between me and two other girls. There was mm-hmm. a triad.
Oh,
triangle,
I remember that.
Triangle.
Yeah.
And, I'll call her Beth. It wasn't her name at all, but I'll call.
But that's your go-to name. Do you
it
realize
is.
That?
I don't know why.
But that's good though.
Beth go-to name for everybody.
Is Vince the boy? A boy's
yes.
name that you
Beth
go to.
Beth and Vince.
Okay,
sounds good.
Those are going to be our go-tos forever now.
Yes. So I'll call Beth and Beth too. And so I got a call, the Clear Blue Sky, from Beth One, and she's like, "Hi, this is Beth. How you doing?" And I'm like. And, you know, I could feel my heart fall because mm-hmm. I wasn't prepared.
Mm-mm.
I had no ill will toward these people at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it ended poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And
but you got over it.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Because I think we all did. It was no big deal.
Right.
We all moved on, but it didn't feel, but I wasn't prepared to be like a phone call from that person saying, hey.
Yeah.
And we talked tonight. We were very friendly towards each other, mm-hmm. and it was nice. And I was like, give me your phone number, and you know, I'll call you sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gave it to me, and I said, I am so sorry. I am not hearing your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Can you write? Can you tell me again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening. I'm writing it down. Can you say it one more time?
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I think I got it. But I swear that number was lost the minute she hung up the phone.
Yeah.
I couldn't find that number.
Absolutely.
If my life depended on it.
Yeah.
Now, I tried.
Yeah.
I go, please, Beth, give me your number. One, I go, I don't know why. Maybe I'm tired. I am not hearing your phone number.
Yeah.
And at that moment, I realized what the brain can do.
Yes.
Even if you're...
It's trying to protect you.
Who knows why?
Yeah.
I have no idea why.
Yeah.
Maybe because, like, you don't have time for the past, you know?
I think it was you were totally shocked.
I was totally
and
shocked.
And you had put that so far away.
Yeah.
And you had to, where was it at that you had to pull it up? And your body was not cooperating.
No.
Your eye-hand coordination was like 7. No, that wasn't a 7. I don't know what I'm writing down.
I have no idea. I'm not hearing you and I'm not writing a number down. And so I understand those moments when you don't have any control of your body and you don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is bizarre.
This is kind of funny too, because I don't know if it's in the same vein, but I went to, you know, you have your every 6 month doctor appointment, you know, or whatever. So a resident.
Okay.
This is how it happened.
Oh, okay.
So I'm waiting for my, and the resident walks in and it's a guy and he goes, hi. I'm Dr. So-and-so.
No.
Just like that, you know. And it was interesting because I immediately had presumptions. Like, And I, that's the one thing I try not to do in life,
right.
to presume I know right. something in that split second. But it was like, I just effing knew something, you know? And so I said, "Oh, why are you so sad?" And then he goes, "Well, I'm not sad. It's Friday. I'm should be happy." And so, okay, so I'm really, my computer brain is like, try to figure this out. Where does right. this fit in? Come on, girlfriend. And the if I can say this one thing, I'm doing the voice really good.
Yeah.
So imagine that he looks like the voice.
Okay.
If you can imagine that, he looks exactly like his voice.
So how old would a resident be? Is he a first year resident?
Yes.
So like in his 20s, maybe?
I'd say early 30s or late 20s, I would think. I really don't know. But so
unempowered. So, he would look unempowered.
Yes.
Possibly fuzz on the face.
I don't remember that actually.
Okay.
But it was, you know, to me it was like total, like this matches a voice. So I'm like trying to, in my computer brain, trying to figure this out real quickly.
Right.
My brain is.
Not computing.
Because I'm not figuring this one out. Like,
right.
What? And I, come on, Chris, don't judge, you know, whatever's going on.
Right.
And I go, well, you're new.
Yeah.
I'm kind of matching the energy. You're new. Where'd you come from? Seattle, Washington. And I go, boom. Now I know even more. And I got your number. And so now I say my magic thing. Oh, you're a little millennial.
From Seattle. Where everything's high and on fluid.
So that's what I was going to say, you know. So you understand fluidity, and you understand how to get high. I'm trying to get all these clues, you know.
And then, there is that thing out there where people talk about how there's a group of people who always end their sentences going up, like in a. And mm-hmm. so you met somebody who just is talking. Like, hi, always going down. What if he was always going up and someone said, you are answering everybody's question like another question.
Mm-hmm.
You need to knock that crap off as a doctor. And he goes, I will do better now. Okay, I'll do better. I go, okay, hi. How are you? You know,
that's how he still sounded.
Like he was just whining. Yeah.
So I felt like, oh, my computer brain understood a little bit more. So now I'm going, hi, I'm from Seattle. I'm just a resident. And so, you know, we're expanding the conversation. And during the conversation, he goes, yeah, I have a little baby girl.
Whoa.
Mic drop. And then Julie, you know, who's informed me, you know, that you can have a baby.
Yeah, your gender does not mean your.
Does not stop you.
Your sexuality or what? Sensuality or.
Yeah. Meaning he could have a male partner.
Yes.
Or anything else and still have
a baby girl.
Baby girl.
Yeah.
Who's 8 weeks old.
So did you get any more clues?
So then we're
because you're diving deep now. I can see that you're probably
diving,
your monk.
Now I'm diving monk deep because I need proof here.
Your monk brain comes in.
Monk's going in, and I'm getting it. And then he says, "Who's the he does the Borat thing? Is it Borat?
What's his name? Something Cohen. But Bora Cohen. I don't know.
Sasha.
Yeah, Sasha Bora. Yeah,
Sasha Cohen.
Something like that, yeah.
And then he brings in, my wife.
My wife.
She's a school teacher. And I went, oh, now I'm like so totally messed up.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, you know, you're breaking all my boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
My brain is like, I thought I knew where to put you. I thought I knew where to go with you.
Exactly.
I was going to match it. And then, my wife. And then, because I know that when the genders are matched, like Dan Savage, he'll go, my husband.
Yeah.
So it's husband,
right.
wife.
Right. So. But the truth of the matter is we really don't know. I think with millennials, or I think with this new crop of people coming up, I think your labels are defined individually mm-hmm. for some people. Mm-hmm. So that wife could be a gender fluid person, but mm-hmm. that person did have a baby.
Had the baby.
And I'm assuming that does mean anatomically female.
And
I think we're probably reading way too much into it. But it's fun to do this because life... I'm telling you right now, this is a great time to be alive in America or anywhere in the world. Yeah. It's a great time.
It's so fabulous for comedy. I don't know what you were going to go with, but I was thinking in 2024, Kanye West could be president.
Can you imagine?
I go, we want to live to see that.
My drop. Yes. And I, speaking of Kanye West, which means that my feeling, to be blunt, it would more be the ticket would be.
Could you pass that blunt?
Yeah.
If you're going to be blunt.
What's that song that we used in our movie?
Don't Bogart That Joint.
Don't Bogart That Joint.
My friend.
Roll me over.
Yeah,
no, I believe it'd be a Kim Kardashian, Kanye West ticket.
Yeah.
But she will be the president, and he will be first.
First man?
First man. First gentleman, which I don't think he could stand for. I don't think his ego would let that happen.
No.
But I don't know. I kind of dig Kim.
I do too.
She has something emotionally stable in her that things are, here's a problem. Let's figure it out. Let's solve it. Move on. Mm-hmm. Problem, solve.
They're an interesting match. For example, I watched an old Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and it was the one where... Do you know that they were on the Celebrity Family Feud? Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because it was Kanye West versus the Kardashians. But initially, Kim was going to be on the Kardashian side.
Oh.
Kanye wouldn't have any of that. He was like, no, you're my wife. You're my wife. And so Kanye wanted her.
You don't do it right, Mama.
How do I do it? Is that how I do it?
No, that's how you should do it.
My wife.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I gotta get off my lawn. Change my diaper.
Get off my lawn. My wife. I love it. And so it ended up being Kanye, Kim, and Kanye's three cousins. Now, on the Kardashian side, they had too many. They had Chris. They had her mom. They had a cousin, Cece.
Right.
I don't know if she's an auntie or something. And they had Kendall. Mm-hmm. And then they had Jonathan, who is a friend of
right.
the
Not
family.
Kylie, because Kylie's way too important right now.
Kylie couldn't do
it. I can't do this.
She just had something else. But Kendall did it. So it was great. But they had one too many people.
Yeah.
And so it was like chaos.
Yeah.
No, Khloé was also there. So it was Khloé.
And, right.
It was a boatload on that side.
Oh my gosh.
And so they were trying to figure out who would stay behind. And so Chris said to Kanye's side, maybe one of your cousins, would stay, be off the show and we can put Jonathan over there or something. Yeah. And Kanye went, no, this is their first time going to be on TV. Jonathan's on TV all the time. Just knock that off. And so, and Kim was right there saying, right there supporting him on that. So his word was final.
Oh, interesting.
And so it left everybody else to figure out what to do on the other team. And so Chris's mom and Chris stood together.
Yeah.
And I think somebody else stood together as well. And maybe Khloé and Cece or something like that.
Yeah.
And so he has interesting power
in
that family.
Oh, interesting.
I was really surprised to see that.
Yeah.
Because he just went, no, they've never been on TV. This is the first time. Let this be.
Kanye. You're a genius.
Yeah.
You're a genius.
So, but supposedly he is. He's a genius.
He said he was testing a top 98 percentile.
But Julie, you
so was I.
You're 99%.
I had scores also said 99, and then this week.
And you're now a truck driver.
with her master's degree. Yeah.
And I get a senior discount.
Life is good. Life is good. I was listening to Tony Robbins this week, and he made the point, goes, You can be an out of work genius.
Yeah, exactly.
Being a genius means nothing.
Being a genius means other people.
Doesn't mean anything. You know, the eye of the tiger, the fire in your belly.
Yeah.
You're dead in the water.
Yeah.
And one thing Kanye has is a lot of people telling him he's a genius.
Yeah. Oh my God, they're very similar to Trump.
Yes.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm going to start saying it to you, girlfriend genius.
And I'm going to say to you, I'm just going to call you Jane Fonda.
I'm just going to just be prophesying all over the place.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to apologize to people right now hearing us. We're both kind of congested, and it's getting worse and worse. I don't know what's going on.
I don't receive it.
I don't receive it either. Yeah. I mean, not receiving it.
Yeah.
Not receiving it.
But here's the thing. You know, the seasons do change here in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And we're busy this week because it really did change from air conditioning weather to heater weather.
Right.
Like, it does it like that here.
It does.
It just does it like that.
I mean, we'll have 80-degree temps, and now today is 32.
Yeah.
Like,
and so
what?
There's things that we have to do, like in Jellystone, because even though Jellystone's open all year, they turn the water off because God only knows when they put the water pipes in, they didn't bury them that deep. Decades of, you know, in the
right.
1800s. I don't really know. But now they have to turn the water up or the pipes will freeze.
Yes.
And so we have to close up our little park model, put the pink stuff in, bring the porta potty out there.
Yes.
Because although Julie has figured out a way for us to be able to use the...
Well, because you're always attached to the sewer.
Right.
So you can still use the bathroom. You just got to pour water down it when you flush.
Yeah.
And so, you know... We can get you water. We have water at our house. And I don't think we're uncommon that you have your vacation home 30 minutes from your regular home. And they're both golf cart communities. And they're both on a lake.
Why is that? How did that happen?
And they're both golf cart. I mean, they're both with golf, you know, golf
courses.
Uh-huh. Now, Jellystone is miniature.
Yes.
You got a miniature golf course.
A miniature lake.
Miniature lake.
Miniature homes.
Miniature homes. And a hell of a lot of golf carts. Hell of a lot of golf carts.
Yes.
Around a miniature roads, you know.
Yes.
But in Lost Nation where we live, you got a big lake. Not huge. You can't put a boat with a big motor on it.
But no,
you have a little motor on it.
150 acres.
Is that how much it is?
Yeah.
How big? Yeah. It's big enough.
But you can walk across it, I think. Except that you'll probably be stepping on old Christmas trees.
Oh, for sure.
Because everybody throws their Christmas trees in there.
When did that happen?
I don't know.
And not only that, when did that happen that we have to now dredge our lake? It's getting too thick or something?
I don't know.
It's going to be $1 million.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm going to get it back to just,
go for it.
Just the fact that, no, I feel pressure this weekend
to get
everything switched over.
Right. We don't want to have broken pipes in our...
From summer to winter.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes. It goes that fast. And so, you know...
And this is a time of year when we all start complaining about living in the Midwest and living in North.
Right.
But none of us are going to move. We love it. And we know that we live too far south. We're going to have hurricanes in the middle end of, you know...
Hurricanes, too far south, tornadoes... Although we do have some tornadoes every once in a while.
Yeah,
we do not do it. But we're out here in God's country, in Bison country.
I don't know. I do love the seasons.
Yeah.
And it takes my body about 30 minutes to get acclimated, or a couple of days to go, oh, it's wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And then 32 degrees doesn't feel that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you get used to 20 degrees, and you're like, oh, it's going to be 25 degrees a day.
Yay!
The only thing I do hate is driving in the snow.
Well, especially in the big rig, right?
Yeah.
And I know that I've been telling Dad for about 3 months now that we all know up here that Thanksgiving week signifies the week that you get your first snow. I mean, literally like clockwork.
Right.
And so I've been saying, Norm, I want you to have new tires in the truck by Thanksgiving week. Right. It's funny. I don't want you driving without new tires. Dad, you know, he'd be okay.
Yeah.
But my little girl, I understand. With her master's degree.
And in some ways, you think I would be better okay because I just go really slow with my blinkers on. But the problem is my 10-hour day would be a 20-hour day.
That's true.
And I'd have to spend the night somewhere because I was like, it's just gotten into snow on the ground, Mama.
I know. We just treat you like a little princess.
I know. I'll take it, though.
Yeah.
I think it's hysterical that you say you treat me like a little princess as I'm driving a truck.
In your 18-wheeler.
In my 18-week-old wheeler.
My little princess, Julie. Got new tires on there for you. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Mama. I appreciate it.
But and we're gonna have something better for you than to pee in your drawers.
Yes. I'm not peeing.
Sorry, I just realized what that sounded like.
I'm not peeing in my drawers. I'm peeing,
in a drawer.
In a drawer. When the time comes and I have to pee, I have a plastic drawer that I can pull out if I can't find a rest area.
Or if the rest area is too scary.
Which is possible.
It's possible.
Well, I don't know what's going on, but they're now closing down rest areas for a week or two to quote unquote, do maintenance.
You know, it's all those glory holes they got to fill up.
Exactly. Thanks, men. God.
Thanks, men. Could you be any grosser?
You know what happened to me, though? I just realized this. Mm-hmm. This on my one travel yesterday, mm-hmm. I had two men using women's bathrooms two different times.
What?
I'm at one gas station, and go to the bathroom, and it's just a one-woman stall.
Were they millennials?
No. No, one was, and it was locked. And so I'm like, oh, I'll wait. No big deal. Mm-hmm. And then this, 65-year-old guy comes out. Sorry, ma'am. They told me I could use a woman's bathroom. I'm like, okay. I don't know why. But I guess the men's was taken still. I don't know. Mm. And he goes, but I put the lid down for you. And I thought to myself, oh, thank God, because I heard him flush.
Yeah.
But I did not hear him wash his hands.
Uh-oh.
And so I know guys.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm not touching my pee. I'm just touching my pee-pee.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So why should... My pee-pee's not dirty. I don't need to wash my hands.
And my mama taught me not to pee in my hands.
Yeah. So if I'm not peeing in my hands, I go, what's the point of washing them? Or as there was that one line in the movie. Don King, right? It was that boxing.
Yeah.
He used to say that I wash my hands before I touch my pee-pee.
That's how precious it is.
That's how precious. That's how much I think about it.
Don't call this junk. Don't call this junk.
It's not. He came before that we ever really said it was junk, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. And that, excuse me, that's J-U-N-Q-U-E.
Is it? I don't know. Is it?
It's the French.
Oh, junk. Junk. Oh, you got a pretty junk.
It's my junk. It has a little beret on it. It smokes cigarettes after sex.
Exactly. So that was one.
Wow.
Okay. The second one, I'm at a rest area. I'm going into the women's bathroom. And here's a millennial type wearing skinny jeans, mm-hmm. but very preppy millennial. Walking really fast to the women's bathroom. And he walks right in. He goes, looks around. I go, I think yours is over there.
Oh, really?
And then I thought to myself, oh, that was me judging.
Oh, judgy.
I mean, what if I, maybe he was being.
Yeah.
Today I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And see.
So judgy. And you might have made him offended.
I might have offended him.
Yeah.
So I apologize to you, millennial, because honestly, I wouldn't have cared if I peed next to you. I mean, it wouldn't be the first or the last time I would have to pee next to a guy.
Right. And you know what? Mm. You could have taken him. I'm getting the type now with skinny jeans. I'm sure you could have taken him.
I would just stand my ground. I would just go like, really? Dude, really? What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What is your plan here?
Yeah.
And then I have to bring up, you know, you're a millennial. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not a millennial. You know.
Like,
the last thing millennials want to be named is millennial.
Oh, yeah?
They think it's not a good word. Which I think is funny. I apologize, everybody. We're just, I don't know what's going on here.
Enough apologies, millennial.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Don't apologize for yourself.
No apologies needed here. That's for sure. Mm. No apologies needed. So that was, and so I'm looking for the third one where another man is using a bathroom or wants to use a female bathroom.
Right.
The reason why I'm aware of this, not for any, you know, like, oh, what's going on? It's like, usually it's supposed to tell you something, right?
Yeah.
If things happen in threes or even twos.
100%, right?
What's the message?
What's the message? Because we saw both... a hawk this week, remember, on the ground?
Yes.
Was a hawk, and that's a sign of a message.
Yes.
And you're supposed to look for the three things then.
Right. Okay, so I will look today.
Yeah.
You know, but what do you think it means?
All I'm thinking about is dad. One time dad walked into the female restroom. He had to go number two real bad.
Yeah.
And he didn't realize it was the female restroom until, like, he saw her girl's feet going
in. Right.
And he was, all he could think about was making sure his feet stayed, like, they were turned toward the toilet.
Oh. How do you do that when you have number two? I mean, oh, come on, Mom. That's not going to happen. Really?
I think he said, I'm going to take my shoes off and turn them.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Yes, I get it. No, it's the right way.
Yeah.
Okay, it's the wrong way for a guy.
Right.
So he's like, oh, I better sit down and do my business sitting down.
Right.
Exactly. Got it.
Exactly.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then
those are some big shoes.
Size 13s.
Those are some size 13s.
Dad girl.
Those are some big old work boots there, lady. I can't help myself.
Yeah, so what? I had burritos for dinner.
No, because I don't care how you say it. Man poop and women poop are different.
Yeah.
They are. And so if you're next to a unbeknownst to you, you think you're next to a woman who's pooping, and then a man poop comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, you are going to be like,
shocked. But I have this theory. Mm. Not that I only have one person to base this theory on, but my feeling is that men, when they poop, make noise. Because women don't. I'm pretty sure.
No need
right?
to.
Oh, you all do?
No, I don't need it to make noise.
But men go like,
And also they flip the paper really loud.
Real loud, yeah.
Shaking their magazines, you know, like, ugh.
Yeah. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah. I'm relaxing. Oh, speaking of that, they're training Jack to do the same thing. So he's on his changing table, and he's holding a book while they're changing his diaper. I'm breathing while I'm pooping. You know? This is my time alone, people. I'm in deep meditative thought here.
That's so great.
So are men trained to do this? Because
they're just noisier than
I don't. In other countries, there are not toilet seats. There's just a hole, and you squat over the hole.
We've met a woman who just traveled to Greece this year, and she said it was hard because you just get holes, and you have to squat, and there's no toilet paper. And her first line was,
what do you do when you have your period?
Exactly.
And I'm like,
we
don't know. I go, I'm not going to Greece, that's for sure.
All I can think of is Greece. Here's what I think of Greece. Pita and fish.
Yeah.
So neither of those are going to solve that problem.
A pita would.
A pita would solve that problem.
And possibly a fish.
I don't know how, but... Hey, lady, you smell like fish.
That is one bloody fish. I know, just died. Just died right here. That's where that blood went. No, but a pita would do it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
what do you usually use with a pita? What's that one sandwich that you get with pita?
Pita sandwich?
They carve the meat, the lamb.
Yeah,
carve that.
I know what
thing.
You're talking about.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. And then they add that yogurt.
Cucumber mix.
Cucumber, which I loved.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm missing cucumbers already, girlfriend.
Yes.
We closed our garden down.
Yeah.
Kind of sad. Kind of really sad. And then we already are saying, what are we going to do better next year? What are we going to have less of and more of?
Exactly.
And we're going to have tomatoes, even though that lady accused us of stealing her tomatoes. And then toward the end, you thought she was stealing yours.
I thought she was stealing mine.
She thought, because you didn't convince her that you weren't stealing her tomatoes.
Well, and right now I have a towel full of slightly underripened tomatoes.
Yeah.
I'm curious because my older 78 and 80 year old, maybe even 85 year old man, how old is he?
I have no idea. I don't know how old Bud is.
He said you can, you know, ripen tomatoes.
Uh-huh. Off the vine.
Off the vine. And yeah. I got the vine attached to him still a little bit.
Oh, do you?
A little bit. Mm. So I'm hoping they turn a little bit redder.
Yeah.
And we can have them for the next week or so. And that would be lovely. And then just calling it quits.
Yeah. Just say goodbye.
Exactly.
It was so nice because we had such beautiful, we're going to do lettuce again.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed that. That came up the fastest. And we just kept clipping and clipping and clipping
that
until,
was fun.
Until that was over. And by that time, it was cucumber, 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 and a few tomatoes.
And then tomato, tomato, tomato.
Tomatoes, tomatoes.
And then onions all
onions, onions, yep. onions, onions.
And then now I'm drying sage.
Yeah.
I'm dry. I and it smells so good.
Yeah.
I'm drying the sage. I don't know how I'm going to do it yet, but I have them all wrapped up in bundles so that when it's dry, I could possibly burn it.
We're going to sage the house.
Sage
the
house.
We're going to sage Jellystone. We're going to sage the Lodge Cottage Cabin.
Exactly.
We're going to just keep getting all the demons out of the house.
I do not think I will waste space on oregano or sage next year.
No, I won't either.
However, it is beautiful ground cover.
Yeah.
And I would be open to, because it spread. I mean, I think that stuff spread. I only had 4 plants. And I must have had 20 plants. I don't know how it did it, but it really...
It was amazing.
Amazing.
It just was, be fruitful and multiply.
100%. 100%.
I wanted to say, just real quickly, I have no idea where we're at time.
We got about 10 minutes left.
I want to talk about the difference between my little Isaac and my little Lane.
Okay, yes.
And let me just tell you real quickly, and maybe people out there might understand, I thought Isaac was... the cat's meow.
Yeah.
I was in love with him.
You thought you connected him with the Isaac on the love boat because he was like the go-to guy. He knew everything. He was giant spot.
Yeah.
Good
and he
with drinks.
Wanted to work for us and do our yard work. And we needed...
an Isaac.
We needed an Isaac.
You might have heard us talk about Isaac before.
I was in love with him. But Isaac lasted maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then Isaac just disappeared.
Yeah. And like a high school student could not... like some high school students, he just would kept telling me, oh, no, don't hire anybody else. I'll take care of you. No
and
worries.
Never showed up.
No.
I'll be here at 9 o'clock this day. Never showed up.
Never showed up.
And, you know, we'd call. He'd be still sleeping. Or there's some kind of tragedy or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we've been trimming trees, and we have big piles.
Yes.
And we asked Brian, who's our yard guy, to take care
Isaac's
of that.
Isaac's father.
Isaac's father. And he said he would, but not a day. We thought he was going to come out and do it, and he didn't.
No.
And he said, well, I'm giving that task to Isaac.
Oh.
And he goes, and of course, Isaac's not motivated to do it today, he said.
Yeah.
So now we're going to be sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in contrast.
Yes.
Jellystone, we have a Lane.
A Lane.
L-A-N-E. Same age, but Lane is like, I don't know. I don't know. He's just awesome.
Awesome.
And he does our yard work at Jellystone.
Yep.
And we left some brush where we had trimmed and stuff, and he took that away from us. And we go, oh, how much do you? No, you don't owe me anything, you know.
So the brush, don't worry about
it.
I took care of it.
Do you need me next Thursday or the Thursday after?
Yep.
And it was like, oh, my God, why couldn't we just switch?
Yeah.
I went Lane here.
Yes.
And I don't care about Jellystone that much. If Isaac only did it once a month, I don't care. You know,
right.
Because it's just not that big of a deal.
Well, it's interesting because you do feel
and
bad.
And so I know that Lane is going to be somebody someday.
Yes.
Isaac, he could be a genius. Like Tony Robbins said.
Yeah.
You could be a genius and still be living in your daddy's basement.
That could be Isaac, and he could be totally happy about it.
And he's going to be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Godspeed.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
So as I say that, Jill's going to probably share something with you about next year.
Okay, so Mama said, you know how we shared with the people our 2018 to-do list, to-be list, completed list, and we should share where our progress is.
We should share with only 80 days left in the year.
And then we might have to possibly put the afterburner on to get this stuff done.
Exactly. But one thing that is happening next month is we put down on number 4, make 2 movies, right?
Yes. We did one already.
We already did one. And the next one is coming OMG! In November.
One, number one for mom's list,
yes.
People.
Yes.
Dad gets dental work.
Yay!
He's on his last tooth coming up.
Yeah. And we were at the in the beginning in January, we were totally sending him to Mexico.
And he just said
we wanted him to be part of that Mexican dental industry.
Yes. It was dental vacationing.
Dental vacations.
Yes. And we thought that would be so awesome for him to go.
Yeah.
There's a town right over the border.
Yeah.
You go to Yuma, drive over to Yuma border,
yeah.
And it's right there. They take
the
310
to Yuma.
And you could get it real cheap.
Yeah.
You know, not like exceptionally cheap. And that was a problem.
Yeah.
Because once we figured in missing work and the flight and everything else.
The hotel. Even though, like, you could have, like, major tacos for, like, $5.
Yes. He just decided, no, I'm just going to do it for the course of the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
We thought he could get a lot of it done when he had his knee done.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not really allowed to do that either mm-hmm. once you've had surgery.
You need to have a break.
You
can't have dental work.
No. And so, but he's had 4 teeth replaced this year. And the fifth one's getting finished next week.
Month?
Yeah. Okay. Something like that. So, hey,
number one, check, cross it off, baby.
Two, find my shoes.
Oh, my God.
You just said to me,
yes.
You looked in the catalog.
Yes.
I think I found my shoes.
Yes. Because it's interesting because I'm a silly girl, but the last shoes I had was probably about 3 years ago, and I didn't have the same shoe, but the same model for about 25 years. If I find a shoe I like, I just keep buying it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then they stopped making this one.
Yeah.
I'm like, how dare you?
How dare you?
And I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But I think I might have found that. So move on to number three.
2 8-minute movies.
Whoa.
We got one done. And the other one happens like the first weekend in November.
Yes. I think is it the first weekend or the second?
Maybe the second. Oh. So that's going to happen.
That's going to be check.
My capstone into a program. Almost
oh
done with
God.
That.
We're going to be starting that in February.
Now, we also have 3 certificate programs that might have been up to 2019.
Okay.
We've sold a URL, sell URLs.
We did sell URLs. We sold
one.
We sold one for $2,500.
That's good.
And we bought a golf cart with it, and that golf cart's called CC.
Yes.
Clean Confidence. Thank you, Clean Confidence.
Thank you, Clean Confidence.
You're welcome.
Bills on Set It and Forget It.
Check.
Vacation with all three.
We didn't make that.
We actually canceled the vacation.
We canceled it. We were going to go to Dollywood.
You know why, girlfriend? Because every day is a vacation with you guys.
Thank you, guys. Well, also, too, we also said we should count Jellystone.
I did. And then I go on. So I'm going to take that as a yes.
So here's what's going to
happen. Because that costs us pretty good money.
Yeah. So we're going to, me and Dad will spend like 4 days at the Jellystone.
Yes. Got it.
With no water.
Exactly. That's your choice.
No able to flush.
Woohoo! And then our Life with a Girlfriend website and sponsor up to date. So I got to put that in my list and get that done.
Oh my gosh. So we can still do that.
Yep. All right. Now, yours and ours are very similar. I have a couple of different ones.
Yeah.
But we're going to get a lot of these things done.
Oh my gosh.
There are some that are going away. I think that's kind of how it is for everybody's list.
I think so, yeah.
You go, oh, this should be good.
Yeah.
And then you realize, wait a minute, it's not that important.
Mm-hmm. What I thought was important in January is not important in October.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to know that you can demand for your list to have Dad's teeth done, what you realize...
Because I'm the one that has to look at him, girlfriend.
100%.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing we don't get. I would love to ask Doug this, only in the sense that I would want to tell him what needs to be done.
Yeah.
I would want to know, hey, is there one behavior that I do that really ticks you off?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it...
Oh, you're setting him up.
Because I'd want to tell him...
Oh, by the way... Could we play just the opposite?
Yes. Here's what bothers the fuck out of me.
Yeah. What is it? You going to tell me?
I go, you never tell me what's going on.
Yes, that's true.
You know,
yes,
there's a lot of things that bug me about them, but they're so minor.
But what about the farting in front of you? Do you mind that?
I don't mind that.
Okay,
because Dad farts.
That's true. That's true,
Mom. I hate to tell you,
Men just fart.
Men fart. Mm-hmm. I know that you don't fart.
I fart, but I won't fart in front of people.
Who are you farting in front of then?
Yeah, I don't know. But I'll, also, mine aren't loud either.
This is true.
Yeah.
If they're loud, then it's like, oh no, something's going on, Mom. She's not feeling good. Back away, Elliot. Back away.
Or come closer and I may blame it, yeah. blame it on you.
God, Elliot, you so stink today.
Yeah.
But I'm bummed. So maybe it is the farting. That could be it. Mm. I don't know.
No, but you want him to, you would want him to tell you something. Because I remember just even last weekend, I mean, we had Audubon Parade here. And you were so happy to think that you were going to go to Audubon Parade with him. And I said, are you kidding me? He won't take you there. He's going to take you to Hillary and Dave's house, and you're going to have to see the kids.
Yeah.
And you called me 20 minutes later and, oh, we're at Hillary and Dave's house.
Yeah.
And you didn't, nobody even told you that that's what you were going to do.
Exactly.
That would be nice, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
For whatever reason, then, if he told you, you might say no.
Right. I wouldn't. I like seeing the baby.
Yeah.
The babies. I like seeing them.
Yeah.
I like seeing the kids. Audubon Parade, because on my list, I have no sugar for 100 days straight, which I will do this year, which is great. After have trying many, many times, trying to figure out the right way of having that in my life.
It was no longer fun.
It's no longer fun to go to these places.
Yeah. Well, Audubon Parade equals one thing. Cliff's Donuts.
Cliff's Donuts.
He brings his whole big little...
Kettle fudge. You know, popcorns.
Caramel corn.
I mean, it literally becomes... why go? Why spend money?
Yeah.
Why do anything?
Why torture yourself?
I'm not a crafts girl.
Yeah.
I mean, all these look great. I don't want anything. Mm-mm. My brother. He said, please, no one buy me a Christmas present. Because then I have to have a place for it, and I don't. And I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
At some point, you're like, at this moment, I want to break from consumerism.
I agree.
Only because I don't want it. If I could borrow it, I'll give you $5 to borrow it. Mm-hmm. And then you can go ahead and resell it. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. That's all I want. I don't want to put out something for a fall decoration and then put in my basement for 12 months.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
No.
Well, that was our show today, girlfriend.
What? Wait, what? Quick. Oh my, that's too quick. Hi there. Goodbye, Julie.
How was the show, girlfriend?
It was great.